Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, why I say welcome back, we have been here since 6 o'clock. We start our day in a positive way. Wake up and, look at all the things we have to be grateful for. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And we've got a lot of great things that we're talking about. And, of course, I do want to remind you of our show from 2 to 3. We've got completely different guests. In fact, we've got Craig Jones and Shauna Epstein from Ventura Water going to be joining us on that show. And, of course, this show, we've got some really great guests. We're going to be talking about a lot of different little things that I love. One, we've got our first guest is Kira, and I'm going to say Astrinian. She's the author of Stop Being Lonely and Three Simple Steps to Developing Close Friendships and Deep Relationships. Some people say I never can make friends, but in order to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And I really, I always talk about having your support team around you. Also, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rob Bell about don't should on your kids, build their mental toughness. And then we're going to be talking with some of the cast members from Rubicon, and that's Jeff and Jacques from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. I'm telling you, oh my God, it's such a great show. And I'm not going to give it away, but when we come on, and I'll talk a little bit further about that. I do also want to remind everybody that we're so excited. We have also started working with Elite Theater, and that Elite Theater Company located right here in Oxnard. And their show right now is I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. I was like, honey, we got to go see that because, it's like, yeah, I love you. Okay, you're good. But could you just, does Colleen ever do that to you?
And then when they leave, they say, you're just not the person I started going out with.
Yeah, exactly. Think okay. You change. Well, no, nobody really changes. We all kind of are the same person. But anyways, I'd love to give a pair of tickets away for that. And right off the bat, before we even tell you all the other great things that we have to give away, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I also want to remind you to stay tuned on our Facebook page. We have lots of chances to win there. We have weekly giveaways there. Also, like our Facebook page and follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also our podcast. You can download any of our shows on our podcast, and that is iTunes/ The Kim Pagano Show. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every week, and that newsletter tells you everything that's going to be on our show and all the information, how to get their book, because we always get people calling and saying, how do I get tickets, or how do I get their book, or can you tell me about that? And you know what? I have a lot of books, and so if there's somebody that you've heard, I would love to share some of the books with you. And so call me. Call me right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, really quick, today at 1 o'clock, come help Step Up fundraiser. That's for the new daycare and preschool for homeless kids. The event is called Three Bears Come Home, and it will take place over at the Ventura Center for Spiritual Living. Been there, great place. And that's located right on Laurel in Ventura. And then it's Rocky the Clown's going to be there. Other performances, doors open at 12:30, and it's a free event. And they ask you to just try to make a donation. That's what it's all about. And that is for all the homeless kids. And so, gosh, what a great event. Also today, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura is hosting Bowl for Kids' Sake. That's at Harley's Camarillo Bowl starting at 9 a.m. Sign up, and that's another fundraiser that is making a really positive statement there. One last thing is don't miss Ventura's Waters, Water Take One, and that's Film Awards on March 24th at the Downtown Ventura Center. That's the Center 10 Movie Theater. And, of course, it's all about this year's theme is Watch, Collaborate, and Sustain. And we invite you to go there, too. Okay, Tom, you want to talk about all of our other giveaways and all of our other stuff?
Start off with a real favorite here, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, located in Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks Boulevard. That's where they are, in Westlake Village. And also Telegraph Road in Ventura. That's the one where I enjoy dinner with the family. It's great. It's Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You must go. Freebird's World Burrito. They have their scratch-made dinner covered. It's great. Canwood Street in Agora Hills. How about Famous Dave's? 20 years of Texas beef brisket. It's done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. And we also have for Saturday, May 7th, Access TLC Hospice Foundation hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. It's a whole lot of fun. If you love horse racing, casino games, live auctions, Southern fashion, you got to be there. And finally, it's LOL Comedy Nights, March 16th, 7:30, Paseo Camarillo Cinemas, and hosted by a very funny guy, Jason Love.
There you go. Thanks so much, Tom. And let's start off with a Dickie's Barbecue Pit. I'm telling you, I love their chicken, their pork, their beef ribs. I've got a gift certificate for somebody that wants to go try it out. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first, actually, you know what? I forgot to do my little motivation. Advice from a tree. Stand tall and be proud. Go out on a limb. Remember your roots. Drink plenty of water and be content with your natural beauty. Enjoy the view. That's pretty good, isn't it? So,
just like a tree.
It is just like a tree. So anyways, let's bring our first guest on. And that is Kira and Astatrian. Is that correct, Kira?
It was close. It's Astatrian.
Astatrian. Okay, great. And thank you so much for joining us today. And of course, we're going to be talking about Stop Being Lonely. And sometimes it's up to us, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's more often than not up to us.
Yeah, I love that topic. And of course, you have your book, Stop Being Lonely, Three Simple Steps to Developing Close Friendships and Deep Relationships. Do you find that a lot of people are, you know, afraid to let their walls down?
Yeah, that's certainly a big part of why a lot of people become lonely. The most recent statistic around how lonely we are is roughly 20 to 30% of the population is feeling lonely at any moment. So it's pretty prevalent.
Yeah. Now tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and is this your first book?
It is my first book.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I am a relationship coach. I work mostly with couples and lonely individuals, and also I coach teams here. I'm in San Francisco, and we have a lot of startup teams.
Okay. And so what is the one familiar thing that you kind of see within, you know, everybody that's lonely?
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing that's a trend across this whole issue is that people are very confused about whether loneliness is the same thing as being alone. And it's not.
It's so not. Okay.
It's not. Being alone can be a very positive experience if it's, you know, solitude or you're working on something.
So some people invite being alone. I mean, sometimes I just need some downtime. And then, you know, but when I, you know, there's a difference when you feel like you're alone, like you can't, there's nobody to call, nobody's on your team anymore. That's a different feeling altogether, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and my kind of premise in the book about what makes people, you know, get out of that feeling is when at least one other person understands them well and cares about them.
Wow. And why did you write this book? Did you ever feel lonely?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was the main impetus, was that I wanted to answer somebody's questions for myself, because mm-hmm. I had struggled with loneliness at different points in my life quite a lot.
Wow. And so do you still feel lonely?
Why did you laugh? Well, I think it's part of the normal human experience to feel it sometimes. But I feel dramatically less lonely than I have in the past.
Okay. So that's good. So you've worked through some of your problems that you... One, you know, once we know that it's like, you know, international, or like it's, you mm-hmm. know, it's something that we're not alone in, that, you know, we don't feel crazy, we don't feel right, that, okay, this is kind of a personality problem, I would say, or something that we need to work on.
Yeah, knowing how common it is, I think, is helpful. And also just building awareness that this is a thing that people experience, because sometimes it can be, you know, people might think they're depressed or they might think they're anxious, when it's really more this issue of loneliness.
So let me ask you, do you think, because one, we have, you know, Facebook and so many internet things that are 24/7. Mm-hmm. If we, you know, we log on to Facebook and we don't get 100 likes, oh my God, we feel alone. Or, you know, there's just so many things that we could feel rejected. Is that part of why we feel lonely?
Yeah, I talk a lot about technology in the book, but the rejected thing is pretty powerful. It's like the way that we validate one another and show support for one another has changed dramatically because of technology, for sure.
Okay. So what is the distinction you are making between love and closeness, and mm-hmm. between intimacy and closeness?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
So at first I was wondering if I should call this thing that I talk about intimacy. I decided not to, because for myself, I can't separate that word from romantic love. And I wanted closeness to be about, you know, friendships and family relationships and romantic relationships.
Okay. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know what's interesting, and I'm sorry to stop you in the middle of what you're talking about. Some people are married and feel alone.
Yes, they absolutely do. Right. Yeah, and about the love question is, you can be in love with somebody and still feel lonely, which is pretty fascinating.
Right. That's kind of where I was going. And so what have you... You know, what should someone start doing right now to feel less lonely?
Yeah, the two actions that I say you have to do to develop this feeling of closeness with somebody is knowing and caring. So knowing means getting to know somebody well, you know, on a slightly deeper level than we normally do. And caring means developing emotional capacity for somebody else, meaning empathy, support, all of that type of stuff.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things is really taking time to listen.
Yes, absolutely.
Because so many people, we want to tell our story, and they want to mm-hmm. tell their story. And if you say, okay, I'm just going to sit here and just, you know, tell me about yourself. Tell me about, don't you agree?
Absolutely, yeah, and it's also... listening is a skill, first of all. So mm-hmm. just developing like the ability to do that skill is one thing. And then also, you know, you could listen with the intention of like forming your rebuttal
you know, that's interesting that you said that. A lot of people, when they're really supposed to be listening, they're already thinking about what they're going to be saying.
Right. Yeah, so it's fundamentally about listening with the intention of understanding this person better.
Right. And do you think closeness can be learned?
Yes, I do. I think that a lot of people, especially who are kind of in the introverted, shy spectrum, which I am myself, they kind of think that social skills are just innate and you have it or you don't. But all of the things I talk about in the book can be learned with practice.
Wow. And you know what? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. And of course, I'm going to have you say your last name, but we are talking with Kira.
Asatryan.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you. And we're talking about Stop Being Lonely. And we've really given some, you know, three simple steps to developing close friendships and deep relationships. And I would love to share this with everybody. So I hope that you stay on with us. And of course, I'd love to do a giveaway right now. And I've got tickets to Saturday, May 7th. That's the Access TLC Hospice Foundation. And that is, they're hosting the Kentucky Derby. And so I'd love to share those with somebody. And again, call in right now at 805-419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
We walked the loneliest mile.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to do a shout out today. I am running down to the Susan G. Komen down in Dodger Stadium. I'm going to be walking my 5K. And of course, I've got a booth there. If you are up early, head down there and support us at the Susan G. Komen at the Dodger Stadium. And then tonight, I'm going to be back up here. And of course, at the art collection, the Collector's Choice. And that's the annual fundraiser. That's tonight from 6 to 9. I'd love you to check that out. And that is 22242's Ventura in Camarillo. And, of course, it all starts at 6 o'clock. 6 to 9, you'll be able to find all these amazing things that everybody's art. You can really tell a lot about a person, how they buy their art, how they, you know, what they like. So anyways, come on over. And of course, that's Collector's Choice. If you've got my newsletter, check it out and definitely be a part of that. Also, one other thing, head over to Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Thursday, March 17th. Spend the night celebrating St. Patrick's Day under the wings of Air Force from 5 to 9. And love you to, you know, get over there and have dinner with us. So again, any of this stuff, we'd love you to be a part of it. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. All right, we are talking with Kira right now. We're talking about Stop Being Lonely, three simple steps to developing closer friendships and deep relationships. And as we got off, we were talking about that you could really learn to be close and that it's important to be a good listener, knowing and getting to know in a deeper level, and then just really having empathy and support. And Kira, where else were we going with that?
Well, you may have noticed in the subtitle there's three steps, and I only talked about two steps.
Yeah, so, okay, what are you holding back on us?
Well, the third step is essentially about maintaining closeness over long periods of time.
Mm, So, you know, it's interesting because you could tell a lot about a person if they've had like I've got a girlfriend that I've had since third grade. And then I have another one from middle school, you know, like different people that you just it's like you can never, you know, it never runs out. And you always feel like you just go right back there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful connection to have these longstanding relationships. And it's hard to, you know, unless you made them in elementary school or high school, it's hard to start out new relationships as adults.
Yeah, that is. And as we get older, you know, it's interesting. I started my women's support group because when I'm a hair therapist, and when I was doing, you know, a lot of these people, women as well as men, they were like, God, you know, I kind of connected them with different people. And they were like, God, I saw a pattern that as their kids got older, they weren't able to make friends as easy. I don't know mm-hmm. if it's just they didn't get out as much or what it was, but it was really hard for people to make friends. And so unless you connect them and try to I love all the friendships that I've created for people. And that's what it takes. It takes kind of staying in the game.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, some of the dating world has kind of caught up to, you know, helping people date later in life. But the idea of making friendships later in life is still a little bit unknown, and our environment is not super conducive to it these days.
Right. I totally agree. So what are we going to find in your book?
Well, I would say that one thing that listeners might want to know about is that it's very practical. There are exercises at the end of every chapter. There are things that you can start doing right away. I didn't want to write a book that was about, you know, all about the research on loneliness or theoretical stuff about loneliness. I wanted to help people start addressing this issue right away.
Wow, I think that's great. So I'm looking in your book, and so it has like questions for reflection. Have you noticed yourself or your partner regularly complaining about things? What needs might be going unmet? And mm-hmm. have you noticed yourself or your partner acting withdrawn? What values might need to come to the surface? You know, mm-hmm. that's a really good point right there, because a lot of times, you know, that's how we get in trouble in our relationships, because we're not even taking them into consideration, correct?
Yeah, this is what you just quoted was from the section about getting to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, a lot of our conversations, even with the people that we're married to or our family members, tend to stay pretty shallow. They tend to stay on, like, you know, what are you working on? What are you doing this weekend? Whatever.
Right. It's not deep.
It's not deep. And there are actually relatively simple ways to make those types of conversations deeper.
And so can you leave us with that one tip? I really love to have you back, because I think there's so many more things. And I think this is such an important topic. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I do too, obviously.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say leave us with, you know, one tip.
Sure. So around making conversations a little bit deeper, one thing that you can start doing is when you notice that somebody in your life is complaining about something regularly, it tends to mean that there's something that they need that they're not getting.
Mm. Okay, so that makes sense. Yeah.
So if you can start directing the conversation towards, you know, what are you not getting, then you can start to understand what they're about and what motivates them.
Okay. It's looking a little deeper, correct?
Mm-hmm. Just go a little bit deeper and you will feel closer.
Right. I love it. Kira, where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon and everywhere the books are sold.
Well, I thank you, and I hope that this has helped you, and I hope it helps a lot of our listeners out there. And I invite you to share our show with everybody. We've got a podcast, too. That's on iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. But I hope that you like our Facebook page, and we can share you and you share us with everybody.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Thank you so much again, Kira. And Stop Being Lonely, 3 Simple Steps to Developing Close Friendships and Deep Relationships. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rob Bell. Don't should on your kids. Build their mental toughness. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. I do want to do a really quick shout out to the Artini fundraiser. And that is April 7th up in Santa Barbara. And it's all about art right now. I love it. But it's going to be an art reception, appetizers, art exhibit, silent auction, cocktails, live entertainment. It's so much fun. And of course, this is all at the Santa Barbara Women's Club, 670 Mission Canyon, Santa Barbara. And I've got a pair of tickets. I'd love to share those with somebody. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. And of course, this is through Assisted, and it's Assisted Artini. So definitely call right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaption received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Vaughn. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And on our 2 o'clock show, we're going to actually be talking with Craig Jones and Shana Epstein from the Ventura Water. And we're going to be also talking about with Aviva. Aviva Goldfarb, the 6 o'clock scramble. And so anyways, we've got lots of fun things. Of course, all of our shows are completely different. We're here every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. Every other week we have our recovery show, and that is recovering from anything that you are waking up to in life, really specializing in couples and families going through crises. So again, our phone number here is 419-0008. I would love to give something away right now, and nothing better than laughing. And comedian and host Jason Love at LOL Comedy Nights, March 16th at 7:30. Call right now. I've got tickets for you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, for all my women out there, of course, men could get in on this too, but Vivi Jewelry has a little sparkle to brighten your day, and I'd love to give something away from them. So call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest, Dr. Rob Bell. And Dr. Rob Bell, are you there?
I'm here, Kim. I'm excited to be on. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And tell us a little bit about yourself. And is this your first book?
This is actually my 4th book. Ooh. On mental toughness.
Okay, great. And I love it. Don't should on your kids. What are your other books? Don't should on your husband. Don't should on your wife. Don't
exactly.
Should on your, you know, right?
That's the sequel, absolutely.
Yeah.
Once I start writing about mental toughness and sports psychology, since it's all that I do, I really just can't put the pen down, and I just keep writing. But,
wow, I love it. You know, it is interesting because we as parents kind of have, you know, we all have, I don't want to say expectations, but we think of what our kids, what we want them to do, right? And is that what you mean by mental toughness?
It is. I think so. I mean, mental toughness is really, you know, it's about performing well under pressure and those have-to moments. And then the other part of it, mental toughness, that I just don't think gets addressed is how well we do, you know, when we're struggling, and how do we cope, and how do we handle that adversity? And you know, it's really just a matter of when, not if. And I think with parents, it's allowing the kids to become mentally tough by going through those experiences.
Wow, I love it. And what is your background, Dr. Bell?
Absolutely. Well, sports psychology is my entire life. So I work with athletes, coaches, and teams on mental toughness.
And where are you located?
I live in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Okay. So are you into racing too?
I'm into every single sport, any kind of sport that has a mental component into it. I have athletes at all different sports, so it's a lot of fun. It really, my office changes so much.
So when you say that, the reason I'm really asking is one of my sons has been racing go-karts since he's 4. And he just won one of the biggest races of the world, 2 of the biggest races. And it's interesting. There was something that was going on for him that he really didn't really believe in himself. And so he would always come in second. He would always like almost be in the race, in the front of the race, and something would happen. And he'd like, I don't know what it is. And we were like looking, going, you don't believe in yourself. Why are you not thinking that you could do this? And then something clicked and he was like, I am done being second. And he won it. But I believe that it's really, I mean, you've got to see yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You have to be your own cheerleader. Is that kind of where you're going with all this?
Oh, indeed. I think you're avoiding it, though, Kim. It was the parenting.
Oh, okay. You think you think it was us?
I think there's a saying that I use a lot with athletes, and this is Jack Nicklaus. He said, people don't understand how many times you have to finish second in order to finish first, and you nailed it.
Okay.
There is that one moment that every athlete says, no more, I'm done with that, and they just make that leap. I call them the hinge moments.
That's interesting.
They connect. Okay. Yeah, they connect who we are with who we become.
Okay, so it's normal.
Oh, it is. I mean, I have never met an athlete today, and we talk about that a lot, about choking or losing. I've never met an athlete at any kind of level that hasn't choked.
Wow.
It's just how we deal with that. How do we handle it?
Okay.
And even, you know, finishing second so many years or so many even races in a row, and there becomes that moment where we just say, no more. I'm going to believe myself, and
yeah,
I'm going to stay aggressive is usually what happens.
Wow, I love that. And so what is one of the techniques parents can do to help build motivation?
Yeah, it's great. You know, one of the things is this, is we're always, as parents, I think we're always trying to, you know, be the pusher, be the driver. And one of the difficulties is it's tough to be driven when you're being driven.
Ooh, you just hit me hard, okay? I have to tell you, because at this last race that my son was at, we were in Vegas, and I'm telling you, we didn't even barely talk to him. I was like, he had so much pressure on from his team, and from, you know, he was already like on top. If he won, there was just so many things going on. And so we just like said, did you eat anything? Do you need any food? You know, we like almost like, he was like, why are you guys ignoring me? You know, and I was like, we're just letting you be who you are. You just need to do this on your own. And I'm telling you, oh my God. And then afterwards, my husband and I went after he won, and we went around the back way, and here he is on TV going, where's my parents, you know? And
yeah,
that was who he want, you know. It was such a great thing, and he's like, we did it, you know. And it just was amazing. But we I used to be like, okay, I want you to think of yourself going through the, you know, like the whole motivation.
No.
But you're absolutely right, I probably put so much pressure on him.
And it's nothing bad.
No.
I think that's our, we want it so much for our kids, and we want them to do well that, you know, inadvertently, and that's what we do. We just put a little bit too much pressure on them, making sure they have everything covered, and we build it up more than what it needs to be. And you just nailed it. Wait, what a great job on being a supportive parent and not a vicarious parent.
Right, right. So that leads into my next question, that there's two types of parents that you've seen, obviously, right?
Indeed.
And so...
Yeah, I think we have the supportive parents, those that, you know, they cheer for... But it's more in there in the background, and they live with their kid. They want the best for them, without a doubt, but they're going to allow them to experience the struggle, and they're going to allow them to experience the failure and the success. And then you have the vicarious parents, and these are the ones that they live through their child. So you can just tell it, because these are the parents that are just living and dying off of every win, off of every loss. And they're riding like the roller coaster instead of the carousel. You know, I've caddied on the PGA Tour for quite a few years now, about 10 years. And even as a caddy in parenting, it's all about timing. And we've got to ride the carousel and not the roller coaster. We can't, you know, get so emotional. We've got to be emotionally balanced. I think that's what really helps our kids.
I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up and starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've been here since 6 o'clock in the morning, and of course we're talking right now with Dr. Rob Bell. We're talking about don't should on your kids. Build their mental toughness. And when you say mental toughness, is that, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, that we get bad teachers, and it's not really a bad teacher, we just don't have the right mix with them. But, you know, and so I see so many parents like, oh, that's it, I'm taking them out of this class. No, let them own who they are and develop a relationship on how to win that situation. Is that something you agree with?
I think sport teaches whatever we want it to teach. And you know, if there's no bad teachers, then there's not going to be any bad bosses, and they're never going to, you know, struggle in life. This is the perfect time to allow them to experience, you know, that teacher that they just can't get along with. And how do they find a way to, you know, discover the positive out of it and still learn? And when I mean sport teaches whatever we want to teach, if that's all we emphasize is winning and rankings, then we're really not paying much attention to the long-term development and the one skill that's going to last way beyond when sport is over, and that's that perseverance, that's the tenacity. Mm. If you show me an athlete that has tenacity, I'm going to show you somebody that's going to be successful in life.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You know, leave us with one last tip. I'm going to have you back because I didn't get your book yet, but I think this is so important. It's important in our everyday life, but leave us one tip. If anybody is, you know, I've seen where parents, you know, and moms as well as fathers that yell at their kids, I can't believe you didn't do that. You know, what does that do for the team and your child at the same time? I want to be a supporter. And so leave us with one last tip.
Sure. You know, we've had over 100 coaches that contributed to the book. And again, thanks for having me on the show. But
absolutely,
here is the number one tip that so many parents and coaches have got back to me, and it's about the car ride home. And what's happened on the car ride home is it's become a metal coffin for the kids. Like, they can't escape, they can't breathe, and the only thing that they're hearing is, you know, why did you make that play, or what were you thinking? And they're getting grilled.
Mm-hmm.
And parents want to know why they're not getting any feedback then from their kids.
So
here's what we do on the car ride home. It's going to be a novel concept, I know, but we talk about anything but the game or the practice.
I love it.
And we set up a time when we're at home, when everyone is de-stressed and decompressed, we're cool, calm, and collected. The conversation is just going to be so much better. And even if this is what I've noticed in my own life, is I forget that great point that I wanted to make. I totally forgot it.
Yeah, I love it. Dr. Rob Bell, Mental Toughness. Where do we get your book?
Absolutely. You know, on my website, it's drrobbell.com, but it's on Amazon, wherever books are sold.
You got it. I'm having you back. I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with bunch of people from Rubicon, and of course, the man who shot Liberty Valance. I've got tickets. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I've got some major players here in our show today. And of course, these are the great guys from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. That is what's playing right now at the Rubicon. And, of course, we've been giving tickets away all the way through our shows. And, of course, this is going on now all the way through March 20th. And I went and saw it. Oh, my God, I can't tell you. It's like it keeps you on, you know, at intermission. I was like, oh, you know, it's like I love going to that show. One, it's the greatest. It just is the best feeling there. It's like family, and you know, it just makes you feel really welcome. But the plays are amazing. So again, let's welcome Jeff Kober and of course Jacques Roy, and welcome, guys. How are you?
Really good, thanks.
Doing well.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having coming in here. So tell us a little bit about your part, Jeff. What do you do?
I play Liberty Valance, who oddly is not the title character.
Right.
Even though his name's in the title, it's about the man who shot me.
Yes.
So I represent evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
And darkness.
You come in and kind of ruin the whole darn show. Okay. You know.
Well, you know. Yeah. There's such a nice feeling that's generated in
I
the
know.
First act, and then I come on and everyone goes,
"Oh
no!" But if it weren't for guys like me, heroes wouldn't have anything to do, and they would not be able to become heroic.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Okay, and Jacques, what do you do?
I'm playing Ransom Foster, who is the dude from the East who arrives in town and sort of by an odd series of circumstances finds himself a school teacher in this Western town. And
yes. And you kind of romance everybody in there, right?
Well, yeah. Again, sort of by interesting series of circumstances. There is a relationship that develops with Hallie, the innkeeper,
yes,
who helps save me from my initial run-in with Mr. Valance over here. Who,
And I don't want to give away all the things here, but that conversation of one learning how to use the gun, correct,
mm-hmm.
And the conversation of, you know, just really, you know, kind of out talking him, I would say. Let's talk about that. I think that's just, I mean, we're just going to put people right in the middle of this show, because I'm telling you, it's one of the best ones I've seen there, too. They all are good. But, you know, my husband was like, that was really good, you know. So talk about that time.
Well, it's
you know where I'm going, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. We're sort of there is, not to give too much away, but
yeah,
there is a big scene between the two of us where we are. It seems that there might be a gunfight imminent, but we have some things to discuss before that can happen.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I personally love about this adaptation is the. I don't know if people know that this story is actually based on a short story.
Okay.
And the film was taken and altered from that short story. And this adaptation, stage adaptation, was also taken from that short story. And in the short story, Liberty Valance is kind of this, we see him as this force of pure evil, and he's this kind of cardboard thing. And Jethro Compton, the playwright, has taken it in a much more interesting direction. And so Jeff and I have this kind of fantastic philosophical debate that takes place in Act Two. And I don't know if you want to talk about what your reaction is to that.
Well, they had to ask me twice to do the play. if you ask me twice to do anything, I'll probably do it. But
now we got your number, okay?
The first time, you know, I've played a lot of bad guys in my career, and I didn't really want to play another bad guy. And then I was asked again, and I had a look at it, and it's so intelligent and intelligently written. And as we were talking about last night at the talkback, every historical piece is not only the story of that time, but it's also a reflection of the world today. And this very much is a conversation about and a fight about freedom versus control and parameters and laws and guidelines.
Right.
And what's socially acceptable and what are we willing to give up in order to have safety? How much freedom are we willing to give up? And Liberty Valance, you know, rat bastard that he is, really is, he represents freedom. He's the free market is what he really is. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Compton were not a socialist of some sort. because Liberty Valance says, you know, what are a few worthless lives for one great life? Isn't that what we're here for,
right,
really, is to have a great life?
Right.
And some people die along the way.
But how much do you have to go? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How much do you have to go through? And then, of course, you have somebody comes in who doesn't live around there, right, and says, oh, I'm going to change it. But at expense,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
And so I love the story.
Well, Liberty Valance also is a representative of pure animal power, the power of, you know, the power to kill, the power to be the alpha. And he comes in, his character comes in, and he represents now the power of the mind, the power of the intellect, and the power of socialization.
Right.
And so it's a
question. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Jeff Kober, who plays Liberty Valance, and then, of course, Jacques Roy, who plays Ransom Foster. Of course, we're talking about Rubicon right here in Ventura. We've got tickets. If you don't get tickets and win them here, we just go to rubicon.com theater, rubicontheater.com. Org. So Rubicon, I got to write that down. Rubicon, it's all on our newsletters, but I'm telling you, you guys, for the men as well as the women, you want to go see this. And of course, that is the man who shot Liberty Valance. I know that there's some gunplay in here, okay? And although no actual bullets are fired in the show, do you, either of you have experience with guns?
Yes, I do.
You didn't act like you did, you know?
Yeah,
I just have
it.
To say that, you know?
I will say I don't have a great deal of experience with handguns, but I'm a Michigan boy. I grew up with rifles and shotguns and that sort of thing. So they're something that I'm aware of and have a great deal of respect for.
Yes.
And that's something, again, another theme that comes up in this show is this weaponry and the great equalizer that it is, equalizer, but also oppressor in a way, because it gives a man like Liberty Valance, who might otherwise not have any power, but because of his prowess with these weapons, he's able to control and in some way terrorize an entire town.
That's a perfect word, terrorize. Yeah. How about you?
Well, I was raised on a farm in Montana, so grew up with guns, took hunter safety when I was 12 years old, and then I've done a lot of Westerns and military shows and learned how to break down handguns and put them back together. And
so you were at home?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'd like a different gun, but they won't give me one. mine doesn't spin well.
I love it. So just a little bit about both of you on your own. Jacques, what have you done before, and how was your mentor to really kind of get into acting?
Oh, wow. That's a long conversation.
We've got 2 minutes.
Okay. So. All right. Here we go. Well, I'm coming to Ventura from New York. That's where I live.
And, you know, let me just start right there, because Rubicon pulls the most amazing actors and I'm telling you, I mean, somebody last month was from Paris, right? I mean, it's just, gosh, what do you think? Is this your first time working with Rubicon?
It is. And I've had amazing time. And it's been a whirlwind for me, because I had the entire audition process for me was via tape. And so I had never met anyone out here before stepping off the plane and, hi, here I am, let's do a show.
I love it.
But it's been an absolute joy from top to bottom. It's such a great family. And this particular cast has been so amazing to work with.
Well, you just nailed it, family.
Yeah.
You know, even the audience and the participators and the people that, you know, are donating, and it's just, it is. It's like one big family. You can really feel, you know, the difference. And so, sorry to stop you but yeah. So what was your motivation?
I sort of got into acting slowly. I was and continue to be in a lot of ways a painfully socially awkward person. And growing up, I had this sort of series of experiences where I found myself in an audition in high school, in middle school, not knowing entirely how I got there, but having this experience where these crazy characters just sort of arrived out of nowhere, and it was this very cathartic way to get past that social awkwardness. And then I always imagined that would just be something that I enjoyed doing as a tangent to my regular life. And then I got to the end of my college career and had this kind of epiphany. I was working in the shop, and that was my work study, and I'm still a carpenter. But my technical director came by and said, "So, Jacques, you're gonna be a computer science guy." And I just, without thinking, turned around and said, "No," and like, "Oh, well, I guess I'm not." And have never turned back.
Oh, and you know what? That's really, I had a great red carpet interview with so many of them over there last week. And each one of them, that's probably the common denominator, is I never looked back. Mm. And you know, and how about you?
Yeah, I was in a failed band and a failed relationship. And I just wanted to go to a class, and a friend suggested a class that I go to, that she said, "You'll really like this." And I went to this class, and I had so much feeling inside and so much stuff that needed to come out. And in the world, no one appreciated all of that. And in this class, they were suddenly, "Oh my God, more of that," you know. And so I was home.
So isn't that, and that's really, because I really, that's what we talk about on my show, is really finding your gift in life. Mm-hmm. We all, you know, you want to be around the people that love and support you. And I think that's really the common denominator. Once you've found your niche, then you just do more of what you love.
Well, there's an Eastern term, dharma.
Dharma.
Which is often translated as, you know, your assignment or your responsibility. But what it actually is the way by which you teach consciousness, the way that you express what it is to be alive. And if you follow, you know, Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss. It's follow what makes your heart sing, what makes you come alive.
I love that.
And if you're not coming alive doing what you're doing, then go do something else.
I love that. Wow. A dharma. Okay, great. So who was your mentor, really quick? And I know we're almost at the end of our show.
Acting mentor?
Yeah.
Ed K. Martin. God rest his soul.
Okay.
He was a mean SOB. And he would come to a play, and he would sit in the center, in the front row. And if they weren't speaking the truth, within about 5 minutes, he would get up mumbling loudly to himself and leave the theater. And he would throw people off the stage if they were lying, you know, because acting is living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. That's what they say in with Meisner.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
so he taught me to trust my own truth and to bring my truth to the story.
And so with looking at both of you now, watching the show, which was, I'm telling you, amazing. I love that it comes from your heart, really, obviously, is what you're saying. It's your gift. Is this easy to play this part for you, Jeff?
Yeah, sadly it is.
I love it. No, but that's great.
You know what? I was having this conversation last night with a friend that, you know, if we say that people like Hitler are monsters, we miss the point.
Ooh, I like it.
Evil lives in all of us.
Right. Well, you guys, pleasure talking to both of you. I really recommend everybody go and see this show. And again, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And of course, right now we have the pleasure of talking with Jeff Kober and Jacques Roy. I thank you so much for being there. If you haven't won tickets, we have another show from 2 to 3. But if not, you can always go to www.rubicontheater.org. And I thank you. You guys did an amazing job. And it's actually one of the shows I'd probably go see again, you know. So anyways, again, thank you so much for being here. We are at the end of our show, and of course, I'll talk to you again in a couple hours at 2 to 3. But of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Life is so much brighter when we focus on what really, truly matters. With that, you've been listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. And have a really great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.